USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addressing environmental issues at the White House on Monday. The president slams the Green New Deal, which is legislation that's supported by some Democrats. The president says the Green New Deal is a job killer.
Kill millions of jobs. It'll crush the dreams of the poorest Americans and disproportionately harm minority communities.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman today charged Epstein for the sex trafficking of underage girls and also for conspiracy. Bierman says the alleged abuse began as early as 2002.
The victims were given hundreds of dollars in cash after each encounter, either by Epstein or by one of Epstein's employees.
And after winning the World Cup, the U.S. women's soccer team is back in the States after arriving in Newark, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Strong earthquakes in Southern California have many people still on edge. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Southern California residents hoping to get things back to normal after two powerful earthquakes shook the region last week. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin speaking at a community meeting on Sunday afternoon. He says as recovery efforts continue, people need to be ready for the possibility of another earthquake. He says people need to have at least 3 days' worth of supplies on hand.
Starbucks is apologizing after an employee asked a group of police officers in Tempe, Arizona to leave the store. Customers like John Arnold tell KPNX, the NBC affiliate in Phoenix, that the police officers were doing nothing wrong.
Nobody should be asked to leave if all they're doing is just having a cup of coffee. That's what they have a right to do there.
The officers were asked to leave because a customer reportedly felt unsafe in their presence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study from the UK says obesity is rivaling smoking as a cause of cancer and responsible for more kidney, bowel, ovarian cancer, and liver cancer than cigarettes. Smoking is still the biggest cause of cancer, but obese people now outnumber smokers by 2-1. Dr. Debbie Nampiaparampil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine.
This new study is kind of looking at whether it could be more dangerous than tobacco itself, right? So for liver cancer, kidney cancer, colon cancer, and ovarian cancer, it might be. Now, the reason that obesity could be related is that fat seems to affect hormones, so a couple different hormones, whether it's estrogen or insulin. Now, estrogen is the one that controls breast tissue, uterine tissue, ovarian tissue also produces it. And so if there's an issue there, that might be why we're seeing more of those cancers.
And as far as the cause, Dr. Devi says?
They see the correlation. They don't know for sure about the cause. Now, the other issue might be insulin as well, right? So obesity also affects your susceptibility to insulin. And insulin is involved in terms of wound healing. So let's say you get a cut, let's say with a diabetic, might not heal as well. But even if you're not a diabetic, if you're obese, you may also have some problem with wound healing. And the issue is that cancer cells are really like a non-healing wound. So it might be that something is going wrong with these cells. They can't repair themselves, and then they go rogue, and then they cause that cancer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.